What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 13th of December. Friday the 13th being very apt if you're a Labour supporter because we've just got bashed by the Tories in the general election. Woke up this morning to pretty much... saying that, I watched the exit poll last night and literally just as voting finished at 10 o'clock, and the exit poll came out and said pretty much what happened, or kind of guessed what happened based on polling a number of people. It's amazing how they fucking get it so right. Kind of spoiled the fucking, you know, you thought you might go to bed and then wake up with your just desserts or just rewards, if you like. But no, you get told the exit poll and it was a dampener put on it straight away because everybody believed it almost straight away. And the guy pretty much nailed it. So I think everybody was in agreement that it probably was going to happen. So there you go. We dreamt of a brighter future. Well, some of us did. You know, say Friday the 13th, that's for Labour supporters. For Conservatives, it's fucking party time. It's Friday, the let's go out all weekend because we just fucking... won the majority, a bigger majority that we wanted, and we can do what the hell we like, and you know, and we're taking us out of Europe and all that kind of stuff. I'll probably say that it became a Brexit election in the end. It was decided, people were voting with regards to Brexit. I mean, mining towns, for fuck's sake, voted for Conservative. These are mining towns that have been crushed by the Conservatives, you know, they've forever been Labour. For them to vote any other way is purely because they were voting to get out of Europe. So there, what you're going to do, it's become a nationalist kind of situation. Not, you know, with Nigel Farage, Katie Hopkins and Tommy Robinson are all endorsing you. It's not fucking great, but at the same time, they won, Labour lost, and we move forward. Some with a lot of money, some with fuck all money. That's the way it goes, because that's the policies of Conservative. But there you go, we move on. Queues are around the block. I mean, all the young, if it could have just been the young turnout, I saw a map, if it was just people under 35, the whole country was red. So, you know, maybe in a few years' time, as more young people come onto the roster, if you like, and people grow up. Well, it depends, because Labour Party might be a different situation then, might be a different party, might not float everybody's boat even then. We'll see where we go with Brexit, because if that goes tits up now, because it was meant to be, what we're talking about now is Brexit, get Brexit done, that's it. Get Brexit done and see how long that takes to get it done, or whether we're still doing it in 5 years' time. Anyway, there you go. Some people's lives won't change that much. Some people, it's just going to get shitter. I'll tell you what, on some brighter news, this is cracked me up, this is, because I saw there was something giving some advice on things that people have been doing wrong. And Arthur was quite shit, really. You know, like normal things in everyday life, that like cutting a cake or opening a can of Coke and all this kind of stuff, and how to do it properly. And one of them was how to peel a banana properly. And I thought, fuck, you know, who doesn't know how to peel a banana properly? You've got to be some kind of dumbass if you don't know how to. They have to give you advice on how to peel a banana correctly or the right way. Not that there is a right way. Anyway, I was only fucking... then I looked at this thing saying how to peel a banana. And it's only the opposite way to what I do it anyway. So they're saying, so maybe I guess I have been peeling it wrong. So I'm going to tell you, if you peel a banana from the stalk end, like I do, and you peel it from the top like that. The whole point is that sometimes you ever find that you crush the top of your banana because of the way that you're opening it. And it's because you're opening it wrong. You're opening it with the stalk end, and you should be opening it from the bottom end, which is what monkeys have been doing for hundreds of years. But we don't do that. We do it from the top end. So there you go. I'm as thick as I thought. I open a banana the wrong way, if there is a wrong way. So there's a little life hack for you. You can put that one in your things to forget about draw, the things to forget and not to give a shit, because it's not really that important. I thought I'd just lighten the load a little bit after that drab election situation that some of us find ourselves in. Everybody can rejoice in how to open a banana correctly. Here's some other funny things that people have said in football, commentators and whatnot. It's basically regarding wacky quotes that people have said in the beautiful game from commentators and stuff like that. One was from Jose Mourinho. Sometimes you see beautiful people with no brains. Sometimes you have ugly people who are intelligent, like scientists. So there you go. Not all scientists are ugly. I'm sure there's, in fact, there's a very pretty lady who does... what does she do? She does all the ancient stuff, all the fossils and stuff, and whatever else. And she's there you go. And Brian, who's it? He's not a scientist. Is he Brian a scientist? Brian, what's his name? Brian does all the planets and all that kind of stuff. Fucking hell, my brain ain't working now. I ain't got time to linger. So you'll know, he does all the planet programs and whatever else. He's like, he's a good looking guy. And he's very, 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 very intelligent, or he comes across as it, because I watch those programs and I'm like, what just happened there? I enjoyed the hell out of it, but I couldn't repeat any of it to somebody else because I totally forgot about it. It was that another level of understanding. I think you'd have to watch it over and over and over again to really sort of get it to sink in. Oh, what's his name? Brian Cox. Brian Cox. Not the old actor. He's good as an actor, but he's not as good looking as the young Brian Cox, Mr. Planets. Another good-looking old fellow is Adrian Charles. Remember Adrian Charles? Whatever happened to him, I always thought. And Adrian Charles, the commentator, he was always good on the TV, and he's like disappeared now back into the back room of football punditry. Not punditry, but on the microphone, I think, reporting on games. But he's Adrian Charles. He doesn't eat meat. I don't eat meat, but he said he doesn't eat meat, and he's been craving pork pie. He said in all the years, 4 years now that he hasn't eaten meat for, he's been craving pork pies, and he's been like hanging for one, and then Holland and Barrett brought one out, which I haven't tried, and now Morrison's have brought one out, which he said he's tried, and he said it wasn't unpleasant, but neither was it a pork pie. So... it's as good as an attempt. I'll tell you that, you can get some really good sausages and you can get some really good pies, like meat pies. The Linda McCartney meat pies and everything, they're fucking bang on. You put them in front of anybody, they're like meant to be steak kind of pieces in there. They wouldn't know. You could easily trick somebody with that. Anyhow, and I didn't know that he was he's borderline vegan, he says. But I remember watching a program with him visiting Turkey, I think it was, and he had to go to like a part of like visiting his family and culture and moving around and whatever. He went and seen a tradition where the family go and buy a goat. I don't know what it's for, whether it's for someone's initiation or once a year or whatever the reason, but they go to a market, buy this goat, and then they take the goat home, slaughter it, or they take it, slaughter it, and then eat it as a family thing. And I remember him being quite upset about the having to watch it, because you know you get personalised with the goat when you're seeing it, and then they go and I don't think it's very you know, it's just a knife and a goat. It ain't like very pretty to watch, I'm sure. So we had to watch that, and I wonder if that had anything to do with him going meat free. Maybe I'll ask him. Maybe I'll send this little video to him and say, Adrian, can you tell us please, why did you go meat free? And where are you? Why are you not on the TV anymore? I don't watch football that much, but I used to like him watching the Match of the Day, or whichever. I think it's Match of the Day too, because he's a fellow Midlander like me, similar sense of humour. Darts. Let's get on to darts. Well, get on to the darts. There's a lot of humour in. Well, there used to be, as this guy's saying, Peter Everson. He's an old darts player. He used to play with Eric Bristow and those days. And he said that the fun has gone out of the darts because all the players are you know, they're trying, there's a lot of money in the darts now, so they have to sort of go to bed early and get up and, you know, perform and don't mess up, and they get penalised if they're any kind of character or bringing this sport into disrepute or anything like that because of big money sponsors. So he said it's not like in his day where they used to go out on the piss and have a laugh. And I talked about this before, all the darts players love a drink and love a... in the old days, they used to fucking have the pints on the table next to them while they're playing darts and it's on the telly. And they'd practice in the pub because that's where the boards were. And that was it. So he's saying that it's all gone shit, really, because it's gone snowflake robot players. Yeah, and it is a little bit boring. I mean, the fun's in the crowd, isn't it? If you're in the crowd at the darts, the crowd are fucking having it. The crowds are having a right buzz. But the crowds in England are. The crowds in some of them other countries, they don't really get up to it too much. But everyone's all fancy dress, isn't they? They're all fucking giving it loads. So it's a right buzz. I haven't been, but it looks like a right fucking laugh. So there you go. Don't bother being a darts player. Be a fucking pisshead in the crowd. That's the answer. Oh, just because something went wrong there. Yeah, be a pisshead in the crowd because that's where the fun is. And every now and then you just hear 100, and then you turn, watch what's going on, wave your banner around, and then get back to having a laugh. There you go. That's how to be a sportsman. The Who guitarist Pete Townshend reportedly stormed out of a radio station when he was told he would be searched. He then got stuck in a revolving door as he left. He was trying to fucking get out, like, let me out, you bastards. Security, it's a standard standard that the security do security checks on everybody that comes in and out of the building. He didn't want to get searched, so he stormed out. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that he's up to no good. He basically said that he didn't want to be searched, and he threw his pass down and stormed out. He got so upset about it, he got caught in the revolving door. But somebody sort of defended him, saying, how is he a threat? Is he like to smash somebody over the head with his fender, is he? No, but he obviously had something in his pocket that he didn't want to show anybody, didn't he? Maybe he was like pepping himself up in the toilet or something or other. He's 74, so, but, you know, doesn't matter if you fucking feel fit and handy. People get up to all sorts at all ages, don't they? You don't have to grow old. Only your number keeps racking up. Maybe you keep switching it then, say I feel 47. But yeah, something amiss there anyway, isn't there? There's two old, look at these two. These two, these know the score. These haven't grown up. An elderly couple of totter, and they look proper old. I'll show you a picture of them to the video. Imagine an old man and an old woman that look like an old man and dress like an old man and an old woman. They're in the 70s. Shoplifting. They nicked a big bronze horse out of a antique centre. Walked out with it. Did a little, because you're hardly likely to suspect them, are you, to elderly people? And it's not even like somebody's dressed up as elderly people. They actually are. So they're naughty OAPs, and they nicked a £1,500 work of art. So they're brazen as well, because that was something that would easily be missed pretty quickly. So they're obviously professionals. And they're very good at it, and why not? I suppose you've got to have fun in your old age. And fucking, they've probably got the squeeze on from the, you know, the pensions and the Tory government and whatever else. Maybe they're one of the, she's one of the waspy women, although she might be a bit too old. She might be one of the waspy women that lost their pensions when the government changed the rules on people. So if you're looking at, there's a £1,500, it's worth £1,500, gold, bronze horse. If it's on the black market, it belongs to somebody. That's going to be down the market, no doubt about it. Bleary-eyed employees, I like this one. Bleary-eyed employees at a digital marketing firm are being told to take hangover days rather than fib that they are ill. So the boss knows the situation. He said, it's basically a sex stop. He said, call in if you've got a hangover. Say you've got a hangover and work from home. That's the best way to deal with it. And then you're not having to ring in sick. And it's like a sexed up work from home day. We would rather that employees be honest. And that's fair enough, isn't it? Because then you're not losing productivity to somebody not getting work done because they've took a sick day. And they're getting their day off and getting to sit at home all day and work. I think that's fucking brilliant. That's so like forward thinking. If that had been anybody had that kind of offer, it's just great to fall back on, because then you've still got your sick days then to fuck about when you want to take a week off to go to Ibiza or something. Although when you do that, you gotta like you gotta watch the old suntan, ain't you? You can't come into work with a massive suntan after taking a week off sick. But no, that's more of that, please. I don't work in an office, but more of that. I mean, but you get more productivity when you treat your employees like fucking humans, or like, allow people to fuck up an hour then and like accept and understand. Not fucking, you know, penalised. God, I had disciplinary hearings left, right and centre. I had the good thing, the only good thing was that they understood, they just didn't sack me in the end. They could have sacked me many times, but they continuously penalised me. I didn't get rises and I didn't get the promotions and I didn't get these kind of things, and I was given constant disciplinary action. Because I was just young and used to fuck about and didn't really enjoy the job. I didn't see my future there, so I think they got it, but they just, they don't know I did the work and was good in that respect, so they never finally eventually sacked me, which is good because I got redundant in the end and I got quite a big payout, which sent me to well, which I used to go to Australia with, so I wouldn't have got that if they'd have. So thanks, if you're watching this, all my old bosses and my old supervisors, especially you, Sue, you looked after me when I was a bit of a naughty employee. A study of chimps doing the conga could hold the secret to evolution of human dance, scientists say. Researchers focused on a pair of apes moving in sync in a motion similar to the Cuban shuffle at the zoo, Missouri. Dance is an icon of human expression. The evidence could help reconstruct possible early stages of human dance. I told you, the language has gone all the way back to almost to the monkey days. We talked about that yesterday. Monkeys have got the fucking one up on us on how to open a banana, how to peel a banana. I didn't know I've been doing it wrong all that time, all my whole life. And now monkeys do the conga. Maybe they've just had a vote. Maybe that's the conservative monkeys doing their conga. And they've just had a fucking woke up and they've just gone, hey, we fucking win. We've won. We're rich. We're like, you know, fucking more for me, less for you, more for me, less for you, more for me, less for you. That's fucking, there they go. They're off on a weekend of fun and frolics, just like the members of the Tory party are celebrating today. So you see some of those pictures around the country of people, or them when they won the seats and that. You can tell they're like city boys and bankers and stuff like that, all enjoying it, smart suits and whatever else. And yeah, anyway, good luck. And I don't say congratulations because I'm not happy about it. But there you go. I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Going to see you again next week. And hopefully I'll cheer up a little bit, be a little bit happier. But I won't smile. Don't smile very often. See you later. Bye.